こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、フェアタックスマークの発表で過去10年間に総額1000億ドル、日本円でおよそ10兆円以上の納税を回避したとして、アマゾン、フェイスブック、グーグル、ネットフリックス、アップルの5社が名指しされています。中でも世界で最も裕福なジェフ・ベゾス氏が運営するアマゾンは過去10年間で利益にして260億ドル、日本円で2兆8000億円を得ているにもかかわらず、納税額は34億ドル、日本円で3700億円にとどまっています。アメリカの法人税は2017年まで 35%、それ以降 21% ですが、アマゾンの税率は 12.7% になっていると指摘されています。アマゾンはこれに対し、自社の税率は 24% であり、マージンが低いため自然と納税額が少なくなったと反論しています。アマゾンは日本国内でも納税額が異常に低いことがたびたび指摘されています。ニューズウィークによると、2014年の本社の決算書では日本での売上が8700億円と記載されていますが、日本の決算書では売上は899億円とされ、納税額は10億8000万円にとどまっています。
According to Fair Tax Mark, in the last 10 years, more than $100 billion in global taxes have been, quote, aggressively avoided by companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google, Netflix, and Apple.Amazon specifically, which is operated by the world's richest person, Jeff Bezos, has generated some $260 million, or 28 billion yen, in profit, but has only paid $34 million, or 3.7 billion yen, in taxes. America's tax rate was 35% before 2017 and is now 21%. However, Amazon's taxes amount to just 12.7%, according to the report.Amazon has responded that their tax rate is 24% and that because their margins are small, their taxes are low. It has also been pointed out that Amazon pays a low effective tax rate in Japan as well. According to Newsweek, Amazon's internal finances show that they had sales of 870 billion yen in 2014. However, reporting in Japan indicates that it was 89.9 billion yen and they paid a tax of 1.08 billion yen.
そう、まあ日本でよく言われるんだよね、アマゾンが全然税金を支払ってない問題、あの他の国もそうかもしれないんだけど、特にこう楽天とかとよく比較されて、まあ納税額があまりにも違いすぎるっていう、でそれはなんでかっていうと、その日本ではここにも書いてるように8700億円のぐらいの売り上げがあるんだけど、日本でそれを、日本、アマゾンジャパンはその物流とかカスタマーサービスを委託されてるだけっていう形になってるんだよね。だから、売り上げはその日本で発生してるっていうよりはアメリカで発生してることにしてる。だから、まあ、アマゾンだけじゃなくて、こういう、multinational companies は結構そうやってこう付け替えて、なるべくこう税金を払う額が少なくなるように回避してるっていう。
This is not illegal.
そう、違法ではないから、もちろんあの法にのそのルールにのっとってやっているんだけど。
So whose fault is it?
そうなの。ただ難しいのが、
It's not Amazon's fault, right?
そう、その法は遵守していますっていうことだから、法律、これができる仕組みがそもそもあるわけで、その企業はそれに従ってるだけといえばそうなんだけど、例えばこれぐらい規模が大きい会社になると、それだけロビーングする力もあるわけじゃない、だからそのなんて言うんだろう、
ロビーングは not illegal either。
そうそう、だからこれがこう変わることっていうのはあるのかなっていう意味でも、こういうふうに批判されることは多々あるよね。あと最近アメリカとかでもよく言われるけど、こういうふうに、まあ、ジェフ・ベソスとか、あのマーク・ザッカーバーグとか、ものすごい資産を持っている人たちが、あのこういうふうに ガンガン節税して、なるべく税金を払わないようにして、で、
That's how they got so rich.
そうで、自分のお金を、まあ、好きなところに寄付する。で、mm. それで、なんか、ああ、すごい寄付してて偉いね。なんかこう、まあ、寄付しないよりはする方がいいんだけど、その本人にとっては寄付することによって、またさらに節税になるし、その本来だったら税金として、みんなでこう、どこに使うか決めれるんだけど、それを個人で決めることができる。
Mm.
なんかそれもよくこう別に違法でも何でもないんだけどどうなんだろうねっていう議論にはなるよね。
Mm. I think there are many conflicting interests here. I don't know if you saw the blocked proposal to in the EU to force multinational companies to reveal their finances and taxes in various in basically all EU states.Or countries. Do you say states for the
countries?
Countries. That might change. But they're feeling a bit more like states. A lot of the smaller countries in the EU that have low corporate tax rates are very much against this. Because countries are in a market where they can compete to host businesses. And countries want to have businesses.In their country, because the businesses employ people and contribute to infrastructure and everything else. So if you're Jeff Bezos and it's like, where are we going to build this giant building? Do we want to build it in Germany? Do we want to build it in Japan, where the tax rate is probably, you know, among the highest in the world? Or do we want to build it somewhere else? And then what they'll do then is they'll build it somewhere with a low tax rate.Make the widgets, right? And then sell the widgets from that subsidiary to a different company at a high price.
Right.
They sell it at a high price so that the expenses are much higher and therefore the taxes are lower in the country that has a higher corporate tax rate.
Yeah.
So countries are competing to host these companies.
Right.
And the EU is saying, we want to set an effectiveTax rate floor that is anti-competitive and basically destroy what it is that's attractive about your country, let's say Ireland, and that would immediately force all those companies to leave. I mean, they're just there for the tax haven mostly, but they would leave and that would be very bad for Ireland and other countries.
その拠点の問題と、その例えば日本でその売り上げを日本につけてない問題って多分別だよね、きっと。そのなんだ、拠点の問題より私はその後者の問題の方が結構、なんか拠点の話は確かにその、まあ、企業の自由じゃん。でその国によってそこで誘致してるわけだからさ、うちは安いよカモンカモンって言ってるわけじゃん。でそれはお互いのニーズが合っててじゃあいいねっていう話なんだけど、その日本で売り上げが例えば8700億円、実際に日本に住んでる人が、
売り上げ doesn't matter. That's not what your taxes are based on. Your revenue.
ん、ただそのなんだろう、日本で8700億円みんなが消費してるわけじゃん。だけど、
But they're kicking the expense around, and that's what these havens allow them to do.So it's an operation that spans across a bunch of different countries. So it's always going to be, they're always going to have the ability to move that. If you can have a subsidiary in another country, and then you can do a transfer, you can transfer product from one to another. You know, this is where we get into audits of transfer pricing.So there's audits to see if the transfer pricing is fair when a subsidiary moves product to another country that has a higher tax rate, for example.
Right. It's like, そのなんだろう、その国でこれだけの消費があるのにそこにタックスがかからないっていうのが OK な仕組みっていうことじゃん。そうするとその
That's what I guess you could look at it that way.
そうすると例えば日本国内のみでやってる会社とアマゾンみたいな会社でものすごいギャップができちゃうわけじゃん。その
Yes, companies based only in Japan are not competitive. internationally
right,
if they do not move their assets out of this really high tax country. You know, if you have really high taxes, you're just less competitive. You're offering less to these organizations to operate there. And, you know, do other countries have the right to have a low tax rate? What I think is more sketchy than some of these EU countries are these obscure island countries. You know, like the Cayman Islands, for example, has a corporate tax rate of zero. Zero. Now that's, you know, and that's when you get into the whole like Panama Papers type stuff. But as it was mentioned by this, I believe this organization that's looking into it themselves, the tax, the tax code, the tax law is so unbelievably complicated that it would cost millions of dollars just to figure out whether or not they're cheating on their taxes.
そう、だからこれ、今回の調査に対して、そのアマゾンだけじゃなくて、ネットフリックス以外はみんな一応反論してるんだよね。いや、もうちょっと払ってますとか、あの、別に違法なことしてないしっていう。だから、そのあまりにも複雑すぎて、あ、まあ複雑なのと、あとその、いろんな国でばらけてるから、それって、例えばアマゾンとその国の、あの、税務署なり何なりの間でやり取りしているものであって別に外に出る情報じゃないから実際にこれらの企業がどれぐらい納税しているのかっていうのを本当の数字を調べるっていうのは、まあ、ほとんど無理なんだよね、
うん、
ただこう出てる情報だけで見るとこの報告書が言ってるように本来払っているべき想定される額より全然少ないねっていう。
A lot of accounting comes down to linguistics, language, and sort of legal interpretation, as well as the intent of the company is also a factor. Ignorance is a factor for accounting. It is so mushy and just not discreet that aspect of it makes accountability harder as well. What do you think should be or can be done to... I mean, I'm assuming the goal here is we want Amazon to give the Japanese government a bunch of money.
Yes,
I mean, please. obviously, these countries are like, hey, we want this is tons of cash that we're losing out on. How can we get them to pay us that money?
あとだからその、ジェフ・ベゾスみたいにもうお金ありすぎの人なんかもう。
His ex-wife also has a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. そういうこう、どんだけお金あるのみたいな。その世界のほとんどの人の収入を全部一人で持ってるぐらいのさ、そういう人たちがめちゃくちゃアグレッシブに節税してしまうと、なんかこう、
なん
かあれなんか企業だからあの私的な企業だから自由なんその合法である限りは自由なんだけど、ただなんか。多分これ宮川さんとかと話した時の話に通じていて、私の中ではこうここまで規模が大きい企業世界で、ってなるとなんとなくこう社会的責任みたいなものを持ってほしくなっちゃうんだよね。なんかこう良い行いをしてほしいというかさ、そのなんだろう。
Well, Amazon has already done a lot for the world.And improving our efficiency with logistics, and you know we don't need to have storefronts everywhere. People can get things much more quickly. You know, there's huge convenience factor. Like,
I
do have a sense of gratitude towards you know what they've done already.
それは素晴らしいことだし、すごいイノベーションなんだけど、それの対価として、例えばこれは個人でもう考えられないほどの資産を持ってるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
なんかそういう人たちが世界に数人いて、でその人たちがめちゃくちゃアグレッシブに大量の節税をした結果、その例えば公共の何かインフラとか学校とかに本来なら振り分けられるはずだったお金が、まあ彼らの恣意的な選んだところ財団とか何でもいいけどに寄付されたり。っていう使われ方をするわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
なんかそれって、
But he has
もちろん違法じゃないんだけど、
He has a legal responsibility to do exactly what he's doing with all of his accountants. You know, they have a responsibility to all the shareholders, investors in the company, all the people that work for that company. Every single one, you know, Amazon is no better or worse than any of the other companies that we're talking about. You know, Netflix, Apple, whatever it is. They all do the exact same thing.
So,
I think, you know, there's somebody who does it the best, and then the other companies, tax accountants, look at that very carefully. It's like, oh, that's really clever. Yeah, moving the money over there, that was really good. And then they copy it. And so they're all doing the exact same thing. And there's no one in those organizations that's really responsible for this, as far as I can tell. You know, like, you know, should be punished for it or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a major problem.
なんかこのやっぱ、なんて言うんだろうね。世界でここまで独占して大きな企業になってるっていうのは、今までの人間の歴史の中でもなかなかないわけじゃん。でしょ？で、アマゾンなんて特にこう、代わりがいないわけじゃん。アマゾンやめたって。って言えないからみんなもう。
What about like Google or what about?
そう、Google もそうだよ。もう変えがたいじゃん。で、それって素晴らしいことなんだけど、ある意味。
Google's in our brains.
Yeah.
In our brains.
なんだけど、その変えがたいからこそものすごい力を持ってるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
ものすごい力を持ってるし、こんだけがっつり節税する力もあるし、そういうのをできる人たちを何十人も雇うお金もある。だからそのなんだ、パワーバランスがちょっとなんか、すごいことになってるわけじゃん。かといって言えば、普通の中小企業とか、まあ日本だけで、運営してる会社とかは、こういうことができないから、真面目にめちゃくちゃたくさんの税金を払わなきゃいけないっていう。なんかその、
We pay so much.
でしょ？そう、だからそのギャップがちょっとすごすぎる。すごすぎるなと思うよね。
The burden of, for compliance and tax accounting for very, very small businesses,is unbelievable.
Mm.
It's destructive. It takes up all your time, all your resources. It's like you can't even think about anything else anymore.
Right.
And then everything starts to, you start to think like a business. You can't even be creative anymore. It's just like, oh, how do I just not get in trouble with this?
Right.
It's just ridiculous. Really small businesses.
Right.
Super drop in the ocean businesses.
Yeah.
And as soon as they become self-sustaining,They click up into this bracket where you have to deal with all kinds of, you know, the consumption tax on every transaction, all this stuff. And then your business is being funneled through all these other businesses.
Yeah.
So most small businesses today, you know, they're using AWS, Amazon, they're using Apple, they're using Google services for stuff. And then when you do your accounting, you'll see that if you read the contracts of these big companies, they were very smart.They made sure that deal was as good for them as possible、
yeah.
and as shitty for you as possible.
Yeah.
And it's that all day. What they should do is alleviate the burden of compliance and taxes by simplifying the tax code.、
Mm.
Even if it seems less fair, even if it seems worse, a simpler tax code where you can have some, not a protocol, but some standardization of...tax code formatting、
yeah.
Across countries that are doing a lot of trade, that would make compliance and auditing and all these things realistic. But as it is right now, you know, there's a certain lack of transparency caused by the complexity and the subjectivity of the tax accounting process.、
Mm. So subjectivity... そうだよね。おかしいよね。
It is subjective because I called my dad and asked him about this, if he had a comment, because he usually has something pretty smart and interesting to say. And he gave me this example of an import duty that was put on trucks.
Hmm.
So trucks imported, I think it was imported into the United States. If you tried to import a truck, then there'd be this really high...import tax、
hmm.
and you know this might prevent someone from making a truck overseas and then trying to sell it back, right? So a tariff could be good for fighting against this, these sorts of tax avoidance schemes. But what this one company did to avoid the tax is the truck was defined. So you have to say, what's a truck? This is what happens. This is what happens with everything.
Right.
What's a truck? Well, a truck is like a car, but it has a bed on it. It has like this thing on the back where you can put stuff in it. Right?
Unless
so then the manufacturers were like, okay. So they built a truck without a bed on it.
Right.
And said it was a not truck. This is a not truck. We would like to import this. It says it's not a truck on the box. It's definitely not a truck. They didn't have to pay the tariff on that because it's not a truck.
Right.
And then they built a bunch of beds for those trucks separately. And they ship those in. It's like, oh, these are just a bunch of truck beds. But they're not trucks.
Right.
They're truck beds. So there was no there's no duty on those either.
Mm.
And then they started an operation in the United States to attach truck beds to trucks. And then, you know, so... And then they had trucks there.
Yeah.
So it's just... And that all happened because of how they defined truck.
Mm.
But this sort of thing is just going on ad infinitum.
Mm.
Never ends. The world is organized out of language.
Right.
That's the reality. And people who understand that, you know, have that matrix ability to sort of see what's going on.
It's like... Every tax return season, I see people complaining on Twitter, like, なんでこれ学校で教えてくれなかったんだろうみたいな? Because it's so, like, you have to do it, but then no one taught you how to do it, and it's complicated. You get a lot of, you have a lot of questions, you don't know who to ask, it's crazy, right? Like, その tax return とかもさ, 例えば何が経費で落ちる、落ちないとかもそうじゃん? その、 どこまでなら良くてどこまでならダメとか、なんかよく言われるのは、その働いてる親で、例えば私が仕事の会議があるから、じゃあベビーシッターを雇おうとか、じゃあ一時預かりに入れようとか、そこに入れないと仕事はできないんだけど、それに入れるお金は経費では落とせないんだよね。だけど例えば仕事の後キャバクラ行った、それは経費で落とせるわけじゃん。なんかその、 別にキャバクラ行かなくても仕事にはなるんだけど、それは経費で落ちる。なんかそういうギャップとかさ、なんかこうやってみないと分かんなかった。え、それでなんでこれダメなんだっけって言っても、なんかよく分かんない。Yeah,
the expensing rules are weird.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, where your profit happens, you know, what you can expense. And there are all those rules and interpretations are very antiquated. I don't think they've changed since the world's changed so quickly. It doesn't even, if they haven't changed in the last 30 years, then they're totally obsolete, you know? So
and a lot of people,
you can't expense, if you work by yourself. So let's say you just want to start a business by yourself. I'm one man operation.
Yeah.
And you work somewhere at a cafe or something, you can't expense that. But if it's a meeting, now you can expense it.
Mm.
Well, which is more productive? Just getting shit done or having a meeting, you know? So it's kind of like, well, now you're incentivized to have all these meetings because they're so much more affordable than actually getting shit done. And it's just ridiculous.
次。 ヨーク大学のチームが15の研究で行った 11の研究でこうした取り組みに効果がなく、3つの研究では効果があり、1つの研究で逆効果になっていました。チームによると、すでに自分の体にネガティブな気持ちを持っている女性は、こうした警告を見るとその気持ちが喚起されてしまっていたほか、すでに厳しいダイエットに取り組んでいる人は、 警告を見た後にさらに摂取カロリーを減らしていました。また、体の特定の部位を非現実的に見えるよう加工してそのことに言及すると、逆にそこに注目してこうなりたいと思ってしまっていました。
A systematic review of 15 studies by a team of researchers at York University has found that disclaimers on images of models or celebrities indicating that the image has been altered can be ineffective or even make things worse. Such disclaimers may state something like, quote, this photo can be bad for body image or your health, or, quote, this model is underweight, or simply, quote, this image has been digitally altered. 11 of the studies found that the disclaimers were not effective. 3 of the studies indicated that they were effective, and 1 study suggested that the disclaimers may have a negative effect. According to the team, women who already have a negative body image may be reminded of that by such disclaimers, and subjects who are already on restricted diets tended to eat even less. Furthermore, in some cases, the disclaimers draw the viewer's attention to the area which is altered, leading them to desire the physique even more.
そう、ディスクレーマーは結構欧米的な感覚というか、そのタバコとか、まあ、薬とかそうだけど、そう、あの正直にだこれは健康に悪いよとか、これしたら死ぬよとかっていうのを、まあ、表記させられるっていうね、それで、うん、まあ、あの被害をちょっとでも減らそうっていう考えだけど、ボディイメージに関してはそれが逆効果になる可能性が高いよっていう。まあでも確かにそうだよね。その例えばすごい綺麗なモデルの写真を見て、あ、この人の写真はじゃあウエストをシュッとしておっぱいを大きくして髪の毛をよりサラサラにしてありますって書いてあった時に、あ、こんな綺麗なモデルでももっとウエスト細くないとダメなんだ、あ、おっぱいって大きい方がいいんだ、あ、髪の毛サラサラな方がいいんだみたいな感じで、逆にこう、うん、こうであるべきっていうのを言葉でさらに強調されてるみたいな、
うん、
だから人によっては、あ、なんだ加工してあるんだ、じゃあ別にこれと自分を比べなくていいかってポジティブに捉えられることももちろんあると思うし、逆にね、あ、これが理想なんだ。
What are you supposed to do when you see the disclaimer? Just ignore the whole thing or and move on? Like what was supposed 、
ね、
to happen?
だからその警告するぐらいだったら加工しないでほしいよね、最初から。その、
mm.
これを書いてまで写真を加工する、加工したい、その提供側の気持ちが私はわからない。
Mm.
でもちょっと思ったのが、こう多分私たちの世代ってまずプリクラが加工ゼロだったじゃん、普通にただの。
Was it ever zero?
Not zero, but 最初に出てきた時は全然フレームがあるだけで、別に自分の見た目が変わってるとかはなかったんだよね。で、
Yeah, I don't think they changed like your 目の大きさとか。
No, no, no. で、高校生ぐらいでやっとこう色がすごいライト当たって、hmm. こう肌が綺麗に見えるとか、まあ、逆に日焼けして見えるみたいなのはあったけど、今ってもう顔自体が加工されてるじゃん、自然に。
いや。
で、携帯もそうじゃん。携帯のアプリも写真撮るときにもう全部自動で補正してくれているみたいなさ。
Are people using those in a serious way though?
あのね、そう、私それだからあんまり知らなくて。かったんだけど、あのこれ多分番組を聞いてる高校生とか聞いたら笑われるのかもしれないけど、この間ね、あの女の子の友達、同い年の友達と話してて、会社の後輩の男の子がいると、
うん、
でなんかその子の写真を撮るってなった時にアプリを指定してきたんだって。絶対このアプリで撮ってくれみたいな、
うん、
この写真カメラアプリで撮ってほしいって。そのカメラアプリ特有の加工を施してある写真が欲しいみたいな。
気まずい。
そう、だからそれ私は、とか私の周りはないじゃん、普通に。
How did people react to that like request though? Wait, that happened? Or?
なんかその年代の人はみんなそれが普通なんじゃない、知らん。知らんけど私とか私の周りは別に、だってこの元から入ってるさカメラで撮ってるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
その別のカメラアプリを
The one that makes you look super old.
普通のカメラ なんで別でカメラアプリをダウンロードして常にそれで写真撮るとかってないしさ。
うん。
なんだろう。
What is that though? Like that's what is that doing for that person?
それがよく分からなくて、あのサウスパークのフォトショップのエピソード分かる？私あれが一番もう秀逸だったと思ってんだけど今でもその要はみんなが加工した写真、例えばマイケルも常に加工した写真をソーシャルメディアとかに上げてるとするじゃん、
うん、
もう今からイケメン度をなんか50倍ぐらいにした感じの写真を常に上げてるとして、みんながあーマイケルかっこいいかっこいいってその写真を見て言ってるときにこの50倍マシになってるマイケルって誰なんだろうっていう話じゃん。
いや、
なんか本当のマイケルではないし、
But like the real me would be like kind of like you know, it's there's this weird creepy disconnect, isn't there? Like,
それがなくなってる状態っていうかさ、なんかそれでいいっていう。なんかカーダシアンズとかもそうじゃん。その
Just give up on real life, because the digital world is what matters. Because you know, 100,000 people will see this, and no one's going to see you at home.Picking your nose, scratching your ass, you know, drinking at 2 a.m.
そう。ボロボロじゃん。でもそうだから。
I think the disclaimer is like putting the word not in front of something. You know, I mentioned this before with the credit card、user interface issue.
Yeah,
where it'll be like, you know, do not remove card.、And people willwill just see remove card and just pull the card out、because it said remove card. It said didn't do not also.
Yeah.
But the disclaimer on the Photoshop thing is almost like we don't process that part. It's not nearly as powerful as the visual part. And the visual part is connecting with our limbic system, you know, our sexual drives that have evolved over a million freaking years.And you thinking rationally, oh, there's a disclaimer. That's not going to have any, you know, appreciable.
最近欧米だとこう下着のブランドとか洋服のブランドであえて写真を全然加工しないって決めてるところとかあって、逆になんかそっちの方がセクシーに見えたりとかするけどね。
Do you have to go and then find like the most ridiculous?Attractive people ever to make up for that fact.
No, no. I mean, you know what I mean? 逆に普通っぽい人を採用してるのだから。だからすごい relatable な感じ。
Mm-hmm.
ああ、私が来たらこんな感じになるかみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
だから逆にそっちの方が。
That doesn't come off as like
親切といえば親切。
JCPenney's or like one of the Nordstrom's.
No. え、結構なんか素敵なそういう感じのブランドあるけどね。
Mm-hmm.
だからこう。それで別に私個人にはワークしてるから、そんなすごいフォトショップで加工しなくてもいいのになって思っちゃうけど。
I was thinking、what we want or what we aspire towards is not really like reality、you know, or not necessarily realistic、you know, people see super jacked、superheroes in movies or something、and it's like, yeah, you can do, you know, lateral raises for the rest of your life. You're never gonna have those deltoids. It's、
まあ、
ridiculous.
そうなんだけど、例えばその男女の差でよく言われるのは、なんかバニティフェアとか何でもいいんだけど、雑誌の表紙にセレブがなるときに、女性のなんか女優と俳優で全然加工の度合いが違うんだよね、なんかジョージ・クリーンとか男優の場合はシワとかがあっても、ああすごいダンディーみたいな、なんか年取ってるけど素敵っていう風になってる。
Like a Richard Gere or something.
そう、でも女優の場合はシワとか全部消して、だからもうそのエクスペクテーションがまず違うんだよね。だからそれを見慣れて育っちゃうと、やっぱりこう、あ、男性は年取っていっても全然いいけど、女性はもうずっともう40代で止まってないとダメみたいな、それこそすごいアンリアリスティックなんだけど、スーパーなんか女優は女優で自分からかけ離れた存在ではあるんだけど、スーパーヒーローほどはかけ離れてないじゃん。 そういう意味でこうプレッシャーに感じる人がいるっていうのはあまり良くないなと思う。
What do you think of all the trend of all these dudes being like, so like the difference between Hugh Jackman in the first、X-Men movie versus like the last X-Men movie, you know, maybe he just works out really hard. But there, it's like The Rock. Is The Rock clean? Honestly. Like...Is The Rock clean? Like a lot of the people in Hollywood, it is an unrealistic body type if you need to take steroids to achieve it. I mean, it's not unrealistic if you take steroids, but you know, what are we telling everyone to take steroids? It doesn't make any sense. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of these characters, and you know, no one wants to go around accusing people of takingsome performance enhancements or something.
Yeah.
But come on. Come on. It's ridiculous. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's these guys that get like super shredded in like 6 months for a movie. Clean? You know? So I mean, everyone knows there's a huge problem with steroids already in the United States.
Yeah.
And everyone knows there's a huge problem with steroids in Hollywood in the United States.
Mm.
But somehow nobody's on steroids. In any of these, I don't know. On the subject of unrealistic body images, I think there are some people that see stuff like that and they're like, hey, why can't I be that?
Yeah.
That jacked. And then maybe they do steroids.Maybe they have a heart attack. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they're fine.
Nah.
But our ideals, what we strive for, are not realistic in the first place.
Mm.
They are archetypes. You know, they're platonic. Anime chicks. Why do their bodies look the way they do? And it's not like the way an anime chick is drawn, obviously, it will still have...some signaling to the audience about, you know, what's attractive or what we might want or something like that. I don't know where the original formula for what's super attractive came from, but...
Yeah.
Who wants realistic goals? That's boring. Oh, you want to go do something that, you know...seems like you could probably do. That's cool, man.
Well, I think that the problem is that そのゴールが他人っていう時点ですでにさ unrealistic なわけじゃん。
Well,
なんだろうその例えば私がアドリアナ・リンマンみたいになりたいって思っても骨格も違う身長も違うもう無理なわけであって、なんかその、彼女はすごい綺麗なんだけど、別に私が彼女みたいになる必要もないし、それも無理だし、逆にあっちが私みたいになろうと思っても無理なわけじゃん。だからその、何か、その自分のなりたい、見た目に関して自分がなりたいゴールを他人の見た目で設定するっていうことにそもそも無理があって、なんかそれがでも当たり前みたいにさずっとなってきちゃってるじゃん、
うん、
なんかあこういう風になりましょうだからその広告とかもそうだけどみんなこういう風になりたいよねこういう風になりたいよねとかさ
Well, if you see someone like if you see someone that's in really good shape or has you know super toned legs or something you can be like oh I want to have really toned legs and then you can go to the gym and you can work out and you can get fairly tonedlegs. I mean, that's, you know, it's not totally, you know, there is a lot of inspiration to get from, you know, athletes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not totally nonsense.
うん、なんかその、そういうインスピレーションを受けるとか、あ、こういう、この人みたいに健康的な、なんか腕が欲しいなとかさ、なんかそれぐらいのレベルだったらいいんだけど、mm. こう。結構、日本もそうだけど、アイドルとか芸能人とかを見て、何々ちゃんみたいになりたいみたいなさ。髪型も真似して服も真似してでこうそうするとギャップが出てくるわけじゃんどうしても何々ちゃんはこうなのに自分はこうじゃない そこでストレスになったりとか何か無理をしたりとかがあるわけだから。
What do you think about、plastic surgery among celebrities and famous influential people? Because they're kind of setting some unrealistic mode by having plastic surgery too.
結構インスタとか見てると欧米でこの顔っていうトレンドがあるじゃん。そのアジアは多分韓国のアイドルの女の子みたいな顔が流行ってるけど、mm. 欧米はこうなんだろう、唇がなんかフィラーが入ってて、
You have to look like a trout.
そうで、なんか今の流行りの顔みたいな、大体みんなその顔してるんだよね。mm. それ可愛いんだよ、みんな可愛いけど、なんかそのみんな同じ方向性というか、みんな同じ風に作ってるから、うん、なんかそういうの見ると、私は結構ユニークな顔の人が好きなのね。こうすごい整ってるっていうよりもちょっと変わった感じの人が好きだから。
You could have a unique face from plastic surgery or something too.
Yeah.
Like those Ken Barbie people.
Yeah, I mean, that's a, yeah, definitely an exception.
Yeah.
But, なんかこうやっぱり教育とか社会の風潮とかでこうなってるんだろうなと思う。なんかこの顔ってなったらみんながこの顔になりたい。それによって何かインセンティブがあるとかさ。そういう社会だから。それはなんか。
It's weird. We want to see all this stuff, though. It's not like people are forcing us to look. I mean, in some cases they are, but you know, like on the train or walking around outside or something. Mm. But you know, people go out and buy magazines to flip through this stuff.
I don't know if, you know, people like, buy magazines nowadays, but sure.
Download, stream magazines. I don't know. whatever it is.
Hmm. So. ね。
Mm. Well, it's. I don't like marketing, and it's. What are they selling? They're not selling the girl. She's not for sale. You know.
Yeah.
It generally, there's all kinds of ads, and it's like there's a girl. She's not for sale, but there's this object that she's holding, that she was, you know, paid to hold, and the status of that object is now associated with and elevated by her physical sort of sexy appearance, and it kind of rubs off on it, you know. And it's like, oh, that it works.
なんかさ、中学生ぐらいの時に、あ、中学生、高校生か、あのニュージーランド行った時に、こうみんなビューティフルだよみたいなことをなんか私のホストシスターが言ってたのね。その時に That's bullshit って思ったの。なんか可愛い子は限られてるし、そうじゃない子は全然可愛くないし、なんか私の中でその当時可愛い子といえば後藤真希ちゃんだったから、いや、可愛いのはごまきで、それ以外は別に可愛くない子もいっぱいいるだろうって思ったのね。でもなんか年取るにつれそういうことじゃなくて、本当に確かにみんなそれぞれなんか自分にしかないものがあるじゃん。なんかその人にしかない魅力みたいな。なんか綺麗事じゃなくて、本当にそれがすっぴんだろうが、メイクもみんななんか個性があって違うやり方だし、なんかその一つ一つがすごい大切なものっていうか、みんなそれぞれ真似できない特徴とか魅力があるなって思ってきて、それをもうちょっとなんか、それがなんか自分に今見えてるものがもうちょっと社会に浸透してほしいなって。
But no one in the dating scene thinks that way, you know.
そうかね。
I think you have to get way outside the dating scene, and then you can start to think that way. Because it's all being about discriminating, being, you know, finding the best possible partner. Not, oh, this loser has some like charming characteristics, you know, like it's.
でも別にそのセクシャルの話じゃないからさ、私が言ってんのって、そのセクシャルアトラクティブかどうかは確かに、そのみんなそうというわけにはいかないじゃん。ただ、その、セクシャルじゃない意味で、 なんだろう。
But the sexual part is made up of a lot of things that are not necessarily sexual, too.
うん。なんだろう、その。
Like farting in public or something. You know, there are many things that are factored into just attractiveness.
なんかその、例えば、今とか、息子と息子の周りの子供たちとか見ててみんなさ顔が全然違うし、
mm-hmm.
こう一般的にアイドルみたいに可愛い子もいればそうじゃない子もいるわけじゃん。でもみんな何かしらすごいいいところがあってみんな何か可愛いところがあって、
mm-hmm.
なんかそういう目で大人を見れたらいいじゃん、mm-hmm. なんかそのセクシャルっていう意味じゃなくてさ、
mm-hmm.
だから
Well, I think that's true、mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of similar to the concept, Sonder, of realizing that everyone has their own complicated, intricate life and hopes、yeah. and dreams and, you know, things that they've been traumatized by and whatnot.
そう、私でもなんか正直なことを言うとそれにはバイアスがあって自分の中で女性にはそれができるんだけど男性はなかなかできない。なんかそれはそれで問題ではあるけど。
Well, I think guys can do that.And I don't think it's like all girls are doing that and no guys are doing it.
なんだろうね。次。
According to a study published in the Journal of Neuroscience by researchers at the University of California, San Diego, rats with the inability to feel pleasure, a condition associated with depression known as anhedonia, had more serotonergic neurons in their brains. The findings are counter to expectations, as people with depression exhibit less serotonin.In their experiment, rats were trained to spin a wheel, which would activate an electrode implanted in the reward region of their brains. After weeks of stress, the reward center of some rats became less responsive, suggesting some degree of anhedonia. Furthermore, their brains had more serotonergic neurons in the dorsal raphe nuclear region of the brain, which secretes serotonin.Study author Nand Kishore Prakash stated the following. Why does stress not lead to symptoms of depression in every stressed individual? We now know that the serotonergic system demonstrates a form of plasticity hitherto unknown that is strongly correlated to the behavioral susceptibility of a rodent to stress-induced depression. The researchers proceeded to stimulate other neurons which suppress serotonin, signaling in the dorsal raphe nucleus,which suppressed serotonin signaling in the dorsal raphe nucleus and found that it improved the condition of anhedonia.
Journal of Neuroscience に掲載された UC サンディエゴの研究で、うつ病と関連があり快楽を感じることができない、いわゆる無快楽症にかかっているネズミは、通常のネズミに比べ脳内により多くのセロトニン神経を持っていることが分かりました。うつ病にかかっている人はセロトニンが不足した状態になるため、今回の発見は予想外のものです。実験では脳の報酬系に関連する部分に電極を埋め込み、ネズミが回し車を回すと電極が作動するようにしました。数週間にわたってネズミにストレスを与えると、報酬系の反応は減少していき、ある程度の無快楽症にかかりました。その際、脳内でセロトニンを分泌する放線核内のセロトニン神経が増加していました。研究を率いたナンキショー・プラカシュ氏は以下のように述べています。ストレスを抱える人全員がうつ病を患うわけではありませんが、それはなぜでしょうか。これまで理解されていませんでしたが、今回の研究でセロトニン神経系にある種の可塑性があることが分かりました。そしてこれはストレス性のうつ病の行動的な疾患感受性に強く関連しています。チームは放線核内でセロトニン信号を抑制している他の神経に刺激を与えると無快楽症が改善されることも発見しました。これってさ、私そのどういう状態になるとニューロンズが増えて減るのかっていう仕組みを全然理解してないからなんだけど、
mm-hmm.
そのセロトニンが足りなくなってデスプレートになるとそのレセプターが増える、なんかデスプレートになりすぎてそのニューロンズが増えるみたいなこともあるの？
When they say the number of these serotonergic neurons increased, I think they're actually saying that neurons that were previously doing some other function actually adapted themselves、to try to help perform this function. And I do think it is some...、they basically have strongly correlated it to that being stress-induced,、that adaptation.、And the fact that they were able to suppress the serotonin signaling、and improve the condition、presents a potential pathway for treating this、kind of thing. But, you know, we're calling it anhedonia. There isn't an exact、analog or whatever in mice because we don't have the whole... We can't interview、
right.
mice.
Yeah. そうだよね。
So it's all, you know, just based on observing them and observing the activity in their brains.、
そうだよね。だから自分がうつ病マックスだった時のこととか思い出してみると、その、確かにこう、何をしても、楽しくないとかのレベルじゃない。もう何をしてもそういうプラスの気持ちになれない、とかその何をするとか以前にここにいること自体がもう嫌なんだけどどこにもいたくないみたいな、なんかその解決策が全くないっていう感じだったから、それをこうどうにかして直せるってなるとありがたい人はいっぱいいるよね、やっぱり。
Yeah, this is the kind of research that could contribute to、the design and operation of something like Neuralink、or the,
yeah,
you know,、
yeah.
the early versions of Neuralink、may target、specific functions like this、and you know itsome technology like that would be utilized in sort of a scenarios where there aren't good alternatives. And, you know, information like this is exactly what we need in order to know what to try.
Yeah.
And what might help. And also, you know, there could be some insights from this that, that help us understand depression without having to, you know, go all the way into the brain and activate or suppress neurons.、
そうだね。
But it's this anhedonia, you know,、hedonism is just、a relentless and unseeking、or un... What'd you call it? It's just...this endless pursuit of pleasure for pleasure's sake, I guess. It's kind of this hedonistic. So the opposite of that、would be you can't feel pleasure, so you're never motivated、to seek it in the first place.、And、you know, all of this has to do with the consciousness of our reward-related processes, right? So when we、decide what to do, we plan what we're going to do,、that is constructed around a series of、reward systems
in our brains. そう、本当にそうなんだよ。だからさっき私が言ったそのどこにも痛くないっていうのもそうで、例えばその変な話、今リビングに痛くないって思った時に、とか、あ、どこ行こうかなって思った時に、どこに行くのが自分にとってプラスかっていうのを無意識に考えてるわけじゃん。あ、ベッドに行ったら気持ちいいかなとか、あ、お風呂入ったらリラックスできるかなとか、基本その、どうしたら自分が、まあ、ハッピーっていうと大げさなんだけど、まあ、幸せかっていうのを無意識に考えながら自分の行動を組み立ててるわけで、それが全くないってなると、すごい辛いんだよね、もう。だから、なんかさ、私がうつ病だったっていうことを言ってるから、その、メールをくれる人たちとか、まあ、ツイッターとか、なんでもいいんだけど、連絡くれる人が、みんな教えてくれるんだよね、私も、うつ病で仕事を辞めたことあってとかさ。なんか、どんだけいっぱいいるんだっていう話でさ。
Well, most people that have something like that or experiencing something like that right now, probably wouldn't reach out and contact people because, I mean, this anhedonia can break down into different categories, but there's, you know, sexual anhedonia where, you know, you don't seek or derive sexual pleasure. Mm. And then there's social anhedonia where you don't seek social interaction. You don't derive any pleasure from social interaction.
それもあるし、食べ物もいらなくなるし、なんかお腹も空かないし、食べたいものも何もないし、そう人と話すのも会うのも嫌だとかじゃないんだけど、無理なんだよね。だから、でもこういうふうにちょっとずつでもなんか分かっていくと、いいよね。そのそもそもだって私が子供の時とか、まあ、今でもそうやって言う心ない人もいるけど、うつ病はこう甘えだみたいなこと言う人もいるわけじゃん。日本だと特にこうなかなか理解がないから、こう気の持ちようみたいなって言われて余計傷ついたりとかさ。
It's like the difference between weak and broken, you know?
そう、普通に病気だからね。そのなんていうの、
気の持ちようとかじゃない。 You know, it's like
全然違う、
kind of、
そう。なんかそのインフルエンザとか風邪と一緒で、別になんだ、辛い辛いって言ったってどうにかなるでしょみたいな問題ではないんで。
So, it seems like it's mostly a problem with, you know, the limbic system, and then how that is its interoperability with your cortex. So your cortex will come up with all kinds of reasons why you should do something, or why this doesn't make sense, or this is not productive, you're wasting your time, you know, freaking out. But your limbic system, if it doesn't get that, like, serotonin moving as, you know, to motivate you, you're not, you're just thinking. You're not going to do anything. You're just, you know, like, so I think there are things that we can think that change how we are compatible with our own limbic systems. And then there are things that we do and experience with our limbic system that, you know, changes how we think. But I guess my point is, you can think a certain way that could be helpful. That's not impossible, you know. You're not doomed to your biology completely.
Yeah.
Because both your cortex and your limbic system are involved. You know, it doesn't mean that your cortex can just fix your limbic system automatically.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like it's pointless to think or try to figure it out. It's not pointless to try to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I think it's super important, like, what kind of people you're surrounded with when you're depressed.
I think for a lot of people, and it's like nobody.
What they say to you, like, what kind of stuff they say to you makes a huge difference. Like, I was super lucky because, you know, I was surrounded by people who were really supportive and understanding, including you, but, you know, not everyone is that lucky. So
a lot of people don't want problems, or they don't want to deal with, you know.
Yeah, or like they try to, I think they will try to get involved, but then in a totally wrong way that backfires とか、なんかだったらいない方がマシみたいな人もいるわけじゃん、正直。だからね、なんかいっぱいいるのにあまり理解が進んでないし、理解してない人もいるから、そういう人にこう囲まれちゃってて、すごい辛い思いしてる人もいるだろうなって思うと結構辛い。
I think a lot when someone is in this state, generally they can do a few things. They just can't do nearly as much as they want to or feel like they need to or, you know, feel like they have the responsibility to do.
Yeah.
But those few things that you can do can, like, increase your momentum or decrease your momentum. You could try something that will crush the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And you're just, wow, now you're like super discouraged.
Yeah.
You know? But I think, you know, health, getting some sunlight, stretch, you know, these things, like drink water, like these, like if you don't take care of your like core, just your body.
Yeah, the scariest thing is the loop, right, that you could get in like easily. Like I remember その、まだ全然、なんか、まだ結構治ってない時に、その今の夫と付き合い始めて、なんか、泊まるじゃん、彼の新地に。で、朝になって彼は仕事に行くわけ行ってきますって。で、私はベッドの中でもう起き上がれないのね。で、ああ、どうしよう、今日郵便局も行かなきゃいけないし、あれもやらなきゃいけないし。でも動けないなって思って、どんどん時間過ぎていくじゃん。で、そのうち3時4時とかになっちゃって、やばい、彼氏帰ってくるじゃん。
うん、
私今日何にもしてない、ベッドにまだいる。で、このまま彼氏帰ってきたら、もう最悪じゃん。って思うと余計起き上がれなくなっちゃうみたいな。
うん、
でもその時になんか覚えてるのは、そのある日、I talked to him, I texted him, like, oh my god, I'm still in bed, I haven't done anything.I'm so embarrassed, みたいな。そしたら、なんか、一個だけなんか、一個でいいからやったら、今日、redeem できるよって言われたのね。その時に自分の中で、その、もう今日、doomed って思っちゃってるから、あ、まだ redeem できるんだ。もう4時だけど、みたいな。その、一個何かできれば、redeem したことにできるんだって思って、それはすごい救われた。から、もし、今困ってる人がいたら、それを、
Mm-hmm. You kind of have to, it helps to start things right too. And to trick yourself if you can. So like you don't want to think too much. And if you're in that state, think too much about, you know, the future, or like, you know, what's your retirement going to look like or something crazy like that. I always find like asakatsu, if you're stuck, you feel like you can't do anything, just wake up.As early as you can, and just go for a walk, and see what you can figure out while you're walking. If you have, you just have nothing, no other idea what to do. You know, sometimes just getting up. If you see a sunrise for the first time in a long time, you just see the sun rise over the horizon. It's like, holy shit, I'm alive. You know.
まあ出かける状態だったらね、そういうのもいいと思うし。まああと私個人的には昼寝をしないこと。チョイスがあれば、なんか昼寝するとやっぱりおかしくなっちゃうんだよね今でも、だからでそれはなんか認知行動療法の先生にも言われたんだよね昼寝するなって、だから普通の人は全然、まあ普通の人はね別に昼寝していいと思うんだけど、あのもともとそういう何かうつ病とかあの不安障害とか持ってる人は昼寝をしないっていうのも一つやってみるといいと思うけど、
Yeah, I think you haveto try to establish a routine. So if you do hirune and you just, it's hard to have a routine. Now you have like 2 days in one day.
でもなんかっていうよりもね、なんか起きた時に脳がちょっと変わっちゃってんだよね。なんかわかる。なんか寝る時は平気なんだけど、起きた時にちょっとおかしくなってるの。だからそれ、
How?
なんかそのやっぱ変なゾーンに入っちゃってるっていうかさ、そのディプレッションゾーンにちょっと片足の親指ぐらい突っ込んでるみたいな感じになっちゃうから。いや今でもねやっぱりもう今は薬もね何年も飲んでないしかなり良くなったもうほとんど普通に戻った感じではあるんだけど一番悪い時と比べたらねもう全然比べ物にならないけどやっぱりまだどっかしらでその毛はあるからこの間も久しぶり本当に何ヶ月ぶりにちょっとおかしくなって、あのでももう自分で分かるからさあやばいなってだからすごい悪くなる前にどうにか対策を取ってっていうのがもうできるようにはなってるけどでも久しぶりにね会ったから、だよくあのメールとかで相談してくれる人とかも言うけど良くなったと思ったのにまた悪い日が来るとかそうするとすごいショックを受けるんだよねみんなやっぱり治ったと思ったのにまだ治ってない、あじゃあもう一生治らないかもしれないみたいなでも
It's like waves,
波だから、
right?
そう本当に波だからやっぱり悪い日があったとしてもあんまりがっかりしびっくりしすぎないとかがっかりしすぎないっていうのもすごい大事だと思うで私もずっとそうだったから、毎回毎回がっかりして毎回なんかそれで悪化してでも そういう風にしか治らないからもうしょうがないんだよね。こう直線でねガーって治ればいいけど、もうウェイトしたいってウェイトしたいってしながらだんだんだんだん上に上がっていくっていうイメージだから。
うん。
いや。なんかそういうのもね。
Well, you need confidence.
あんまり誰にも教えてもらえない人も。そう、confidence
やっぱすごい大事。Confidence in yourself, you know.
うん、いや、本当に。
And sometimes it's like humans are just made of confidence.And when that's taken away, you have nothing.
Yeah, 本当にそう。私も常に like patting my own back って感じだよ。なんかもう子育てもしてるし、そのだからうつ病も気をつけないとって思ってるから、もう何か自分を責めるような、なんか自分にすごい厳しいわけじゃん。多分うつ病になりやすい人ってそういう人も多いと思うんだけど、こう完璧を求めるとか、自分にだけなぜかめちゃくちゃ厳しい常に。だから意識しても。あ、大丈夫大丈夫、よくやってますよみたいな、えらいえらい、お皿も洗ったしみたいなさ、なんかちょっとしたことで褒めていくしかない自分をね。次。
Researchers at the University of Queensland and the University of Exeter have developed a framework of digital image processing methods to simulate the visual systems of many animals. The framework accounts for viewing distance, ambient light and acuityas well as their ability to distinguish color and brightness. Study author Karen Chaney stated the following. The flexibility of the framework allows researchers to investigate the color patterns and natural surroundings of a wide range of organisms, such as insects, birds, fish, and flowering plants. For example, we can now truly understand the impacts of coral bleaching for camouflaged reef structures in a new and informative way.Visual systems among animals vary in eye shape and size, pigment, absorbance, photoreceptor type and number, as well as retinal and post-retinal processing as each animal species has evolved differently.
クイーンズランド大学とエクセター大学の研究チームが様々な動物の視覚システムをシミュレーションできるデジタル画像処理のフレームワークを開発しました。このフレームワークは物体との距離や環境光にも対応しています。研究を率いたカレン・チェイニー氏は以下のように述べています。フレームワークの柔軟性によって昆虫、鳥、魚、花を咲かせる植物など幅広い有機物にとって色のパターンや周りの自然がどう見えているのかを調べられるようになります。例えば色をカモフラージュしている海の生き物たちにサンゴ礁の白化がどのような影響を及ぼしているのかを画期的な方法で真に理解できるのです。動物は種によって別々に進化を遂げているため、それぞれの視覚システムは目の形、大きさ、色素、嗅光度、光受容体の種類と数、そして網膜と網膜内の処理方法などによって変わります。
yep.
え、これ普通のメモもできるの？
ん？ What's 普通のメモ？
なんか、dog and cats とか。なんかこの例がさ、yeah. insects, birds, fish, and flowering plants って言ってたから、
mm-hmm.
普通のメモ入ってないのかなって思っちゃった。
あ、入ってる。
あの写真見たよ。
いや。
あのウミウシの写真、
mm-hmm.
だよね、海のシースラグ。え、あったよね。
Yeah,、うん、I think that's what it was.
yeah, 青い。あの人間から見ると青いウミウシなんだけど、
ウシっていうの、
ウミウシっていうの、うん、
牛、
なんでだろうね、
牛の牛、
なんでウミウシっていうのか分かんないけど、うん、まあシースラグのことね、
okay.
そう、人間から見ると青いんだけど、そのプレデターから見るとなんか白っぽい、
うん、Yeah, so they're adapting sometimes the color of their own body、mm. to the visual system of their predator, you know, which is we can't see that, right?、
Mm. ああね、牛の角のような一対の触覚を頭部に持つことからウミウシという呼称がついたとされている。
Mm. かっこいい。
でも牛の要素ないよね。
Not really. That's why I was wondering. That's why I was wondering.
ウミウシってさ、すごい可愛いよね。
Aren't there many types?
すごいいろんな種類いる。あのダイビング行くといつもいろんなの見るけど、
色がこう、可愛いと可愛くないタイプあるんじゃない？
いや、大体みんな可愛いでしょ。 あの、だいたいさ、こんなちっちゃいじゃん。ちっちゃくて、すごいカラフルで、いろんな模様があって。どっちかっていうと、ちょっとなんか、ポケモンっぽいというか。シースラグって言うと、なんか、それはそれで気持ち悪いよね。
シーキューカンバー。
ウミナメクジみたいな。でも、ナメクジ感は、海の中で見るとあんまりない。けど。
This is called quantitative color pattern analysis. And it's a pretty cool concept too. So you would make you would use the software to look through essentially an augmented reality filtering device, camera, like your phone or something. And you would set yourself as the creature, let's say a flying squirrel or something. And then if you are in a flying squirrel environment, you can kind of see that environment the way that they would see it. Then you can better understand why they behave the way they do.
それめっちゃやりたいね。なんか iPhone のアプリとかにしてほしい。すごい面白そうじゃない?
Seems fun. What could you do in Tokyo? Hakubishin.
Hakubishin と猫。カラス、ハト。とか。にどういうふうに見えてるのか見たいよね。
Birds have very good eyesight, obviously. And humans have very good eyesight, actually. Most.
Yeah.
Well, depends on the human, but...
You know, I see a lot of pigeons now because I take my son to the park, but their head is... moving like super like this,
snappy.
Right? Yeah, like the whole time their head is like boom 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 boom. And I'm always wondering like how can they see when their eyes are like shaking like that the whole time?
But don't you read your phone while you're walking to the train station or something?
Yeah,
like
but
you
my,
might read.
My neck is not like going like this.
Right,
you know?
But your arm is. What's the difference?
My arm
Maybe your
is
neck
not
is.
Shaking like this.
Well, your
no,
hand
but
is moving a little
No, have you seen
pigeons?
Bit. No, seriously, have you seen them? Have you really seen them?
I have seen pigeons, yeah.
Because, 本当にさ、首をこう前後にめちゃくちゃ振ってんだよね、常に。だから、どういうふうに見えてんのって思う。もう見えないじゃん、だって。常にブレてるじゃん。
The images they see are combined into a single image?I mean,
what
it must
mean?
Be.
Like, what do you mean, single image?
So, like, it's not really binocular, right? They have an eye on the left side of their head, and they have an eye on the right side of their head.
Right.
It's not binocular vision.
Yeah.
Their eyeballs are not producing two images that you can overlap, and then it'll be like 3D.
Yeah.
Right? Is it? Is it? Maybe like right in front of them it is, but on the sides it isn't. Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't have binocular vision way over here on the left, because my right eye cannot...See over there.
Yeah. Like T-Rex, right? That's what the guy says.
Debated.
In the movie, right? Like, 目が横についてるから if you don't move, then they can't see you.
Sense.
That's what he says. And that's bullshit, apparently. But,
Yeah.
But yeah, how does that work? If your eyes are, like, so far apart.
On the side
Is there
of
a
head.
Blind spot in the middle?
I don't think there is.
Right? Because otherwise it's so inconvenient.
Yeah, I don't think they are emulating that aspect of the vision because it would just give you a headache to try to look at that. Do you know what I mean? So it's... I think it's all focused like regular binocular vision and just sort of filtered and... But they do reprocess what is seen to change the...how detailed it is in that really clean way. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ちょっと今の話聞きながらイライラしてる鳥類学者の人とかいたらぜひゲストに来て教えてほしい。
Yeah, well, vision is super complicated. You know, there's so many... We have the rods and cones, right? Humans have three cone types. Three types of cones. But other... animals will have, so we're like trichromat, and then some animals are dichromat. I think most mammals are dichromat.
Okay.
And then there's some animals like spiders and amphibians and stuff that can, they can see UV light with their eyeballs.
Mm.
So they're tetrachromat.
Hmm. With their eyes? I thought, like, snakes have this thing here, right? Like, shima, like,
こういうやつ. Oh, that, that might be infrared.
そうだ、そうだ、そうだ.
Yeah, so a snake would have... But I don't think that's considered part of the visual system.
そっか.
Although...
Is it combined with their visual system somehow, or is it totally separate?
Well, it's probably combined in their experience.
Right, right.
Like, they think that the magnets inside the eyeballs of birds or whatever that help them tell which way they're going, you know, they must interact with that information somehow.
Yeah.
So we speculate that it is represented visually.
なんかそれをさ、VRで、そのセンサリー付きのVRでやってみたくない?
You could put sensors, you could have a suit with a bunch of sensors on it,
yeah.
and then wear a VR headset
yeah.
that processed all the data from those sensors
yeah.
and just walk around like the Predator.
I want to do that.
That'd be fun, right? You just walk around Shibuya or something.
As a snake.
Not as a snake, but with all the additional, like our eyeballs are limited.
Yeah. その磁場とかをね、感じれるみたいな。
You can see heat.
Yeah.
You can see heat, you can see all kinds of detail and have all these weird filters.
Yeah.
If you can see heat and you can see UV,
rapid scan people.
Yeah.
Look at people's balls.
Yeah, you can walk around, look at people's balls.
Awesome.
You remember in the Siren game, they can you could see from different things. Point of view.
Yes.
And you could like.
あれですごい迷子になるんだよ私.
Look through the dog's eyes.
Yeah.
しかもさあれだってあの教えてはくれないけどわかるんだよね自分であこれ犬だなみたいなとかさ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that game was really fun, right? I mean, it was 画期的じゃない?
I like.
もうなんか日本ならではじゃん. Mm-hmm. あんな日本人しか思いつかなそうな.
I like weird games that just have some totally new concept, you know.
Death Stranding.
Yeah, I still need to get that.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
もう全然進んでない。なんで進んでもちょっとしかできないからさ。でも今橋を作ろうとしてる。
Hmm.
超序盤じゃんって言われそう。
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Building bridges is fun.
So it's fun dashi yappa ko multiplayer no nani feature ga sugoi ano atatakai kimochi ni naru. Arigato minna mitaina. It's not competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like you motherfucker, like I'm gonna fucking kill you mitaina soyu yatsu janai.
There's no like boss mode.
Soyu janai.
Seems cool.
It's social, but then like you don't talk to other people, so that's nice too. Because I don't want to talk to strangers.
Have you done that? Have you gone online and like talked to random people before?
Yeah. Well, not with audio.
Oh, just texting or sending messages.
So an online 人狼めっちゃやってたから。 それは全然知らない人とめちゃくちゃ喋る。あの、長期の人狼と本当1週間毎日毎日めちゃくちゃ喋るみたいな。それは好きだけど。でもその FPSとかはやったことないよ。そもそもFPSがクソ下手だから。
People are completely different based on what they're doing online. You know, so if you log into like, some FPS thing, like people are going to be talking as if they're all playing an FPS thing. If you go to...
Can they be nice?
Only if they're on your team.
Hmm.
But even then, sometimes they'll just... Like I've... I haven't played anything recently. Kind of busy, but... I've I've played that PUBG game, right? My Xbox is super old, so it like barely works, but it loads up. I finally get into this game. I was just starting to play. And this is like last year or something. And the guy on my team just walks over, shoots me once. I'm like, hey, what the... And then he just kills me and takes all my stuff. And that kind of thing is like...
Wait, someone on your team?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. It's a video game. It's not real. So who cares?
What?
That's how a lot of people think. Right? It's not real. Oh. Who cares? It's funny, you know?
Oh, so you can do whatever
he's
you
dead.
Want.
You know, like...
Wow. Okay.
that's how it is. And
so you shouldn't take it seriously at all.
Well,
because if you do, then you get upset, right? Like, why are you killing me? You're
so
on my team.
I hadn't really played any. So the only FPS I had really played before that, with any frequency, was Halo, and it wasn't really. I didn't play the online stuff. So the online world. I don't know. I was just quite shocked by that.
Are they
especially
all like
when it happened like for the third time? Oh yeah, they're all of them are 12. I don't understand. They're all 12. They're all the worst human beings ever, and they'll just kill you and take your shit.
If they're like, 12, it kind of makes sense.
It's just
like of course they'll kill you and take your stuff.
I don't really care, 12. But it was. I just remember that so clearly because it was jarring. Because like for a moment, I was like hurt. Like personally, I was like
so fragile.
I can't believe you would do such a thing. Oh, wow.
Why?
And I'm just like, that is so fucked up. And then it's just like, it's just a game, dude. Relax, you know, like just stop.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But you still remember it and you're talking about it.
I didn't know it was normal for stuff like that to happen in these games. In sort of the FPS online world. So when that happened, I was like, I just couldn't, like you were asking, I just couldn't understand why.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just this camera floating above my dead body. And I'm like, why? Like,
yeah.
But shit like that happens to like real people. In real life.
Yeah.
Which is mind blowing.
I know.
So I'm glad it wasn't real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, yeah.
But, you know, it's a similar effect with like mean comments on the internet or any sort of, you know, people have that limbic system level response. You know, not the purely objective rational response, but we all have an element of human monkey emotional response. And your ego is like just going crazy looking at, you know, just seeing you get killed like that or something.
Yeah.
Or seeing you get insulted, whatever.
All right. 文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリ、Mac、iPhone、iPad、Android でゲットできますので試してみてください。iPhone と iPad は同一のアカウントで共有可能です。
Yep.
月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題、2週間無料トライアルもありますので試してみたい人はぜひそちらをやってみてください。エッセイこの間出したよ。You know の使い方、結構ね、You know ってあんまり意味がないっていう風に説明する人も多いから、まあ多分めんどくさいとそういう説明になると思うんだけど、全然そんな意味ないよみたいな。でも意味なくて意外とこういろんなニュアンスがあるので、それを解説しています。
That's a very useful one. I probably say it a lot.
A millions of times.はバイリンガルニュース .jp ストアでいけてるものをいろいろ売っていますので、スポンサーをつけず自腹で運営しているので、気に入ったら買っていただけると大変助かります。
お願いします。
ツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラムやってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
写真は何も加工してないからね。
Yep.
おしまい。
以上です。
はい。
はい。